We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've heard Bruce Arians connected with the Bucks, looking likely. And now Adam Schefter and Rob Domofsky are saying that Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur, somebody the Browns have not interviewed, looks like he's going to be the Packers' new head coach. Packers have begun notifying other head coaching candidates that they interviewed that they're out, and the team has made their choice.
Interesting. So I wonder where that leaves Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, right? May leave him without a job. I don't know. We're going to be down to six if LaFleur and Arians get hired here soon. Daryl, how you doing, pal?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good. What happened? Bruce Arians said he only wanted to coach for the Browns. Now he's going to be the coach of the Bucks. Right? He was disingenuous.
Amazing how I know. It's amazing how some of this stuff works out. But, yeah, it looks like he's going to head to Tampa Bay. And, you know, the Browns didn't interview him, didn't appear to show a whole lot of interest in him. So certainly can't blame him for going elsewhere. But I'm still moved by that whole there's only one job I'd come out of retirement for, and that's the
right.
Browns spiel that he had.
So, Daryl, as we sit here on Monday, January 7th, do you think the Browns have a favorite in mind, or are they still just kind of combing through the weeds trying to find their top candidate?
I think they're still combing through the weeds. It seems like, you know, I think that there's a couple of guys that are in the lead, but I think that they're going through this process thoroughly, making sure that they leave no stone unturned, that they explore every potential worthy candidate out there before making a decision. I'll say this, if we get to Wednesday or Thursday of this week and the Browns don't have a head coach, that would then tell me that the guy they want is, one of three guys who are still in the playoffs. And,
They've interviewed Eberflus,
yeah.
but they couldn't hire him, right, until they Colts are eliminated.
Right. I think that that's how this goes. Now, I'm trying to remember if they tweaked the rule because of what Josh McDaniels did to the Indianapolis Colts last year, but basically the rules stipulate they can't talk to anyone this week or next week that is still on staff with a team that is alive for the playoffs, either
right.
in the divisional round or the conference championship. And the window that opens up after the conference championship games up until whatever team is jumping on a plane and heading to Atlanta for the Super Bowl, that little window, that's typically reserved for secondary interviews with candidates, not first interviews, which
right.
means Josh McDaniels is not a candidate to coach the Cleveland Browns. And so, like I said, I think we're going to get an idea by Wednesday or Thursday where this head coaching search is headed.
We're talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, a Browns beat reporter. You know, depending on who you ask, I know a lot of us all maybe a little biasly think the Browns job is the best. But I think everybody would agree that the Browns, Packers, and Jets are probably the three best jobs of the eight. And if the Packers hire Matt LaFleur, who's a guy, as far as we know, the Browns weren't interested in, it takes one of the other top jobs out of the mix. So now you're even – I think the Browns were likely to get their first choice anyway. But now, even if it wasn't 100%, now the odds get better because the Packers and maybe the Jets were the other good jobs right now.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think the Browns is the best job that's out there.
The reality, though, is the only reason I hesitate to say it, even though I think it's the best two, is that you don't know what, you know, different people want different things, right? So some people may just want Aaron Rodgers, who's the most proven quarterback. Some people may love the idea of coaching in New York. Who knows? But I think in a general sense, you're right that the Browns job is the best, but not for everybody necessarily.
I'm a little surprised that Matt LaFleur is the Packers' pick to be their coach. The other thing, too, is I think that we've learned throughout this process, not a lot out there as far as coaching candidates as well. The pickings are slim this time around. So when you have slim pickings plus a lot of competition, in this case, eight different teams, you know, vying for candidates. I mean, luckily for the Browns and to a degree the Packers, you know, they got a head start on their coaching searches by making in-season changes. But just not a lot out there as far as enough quality head coaches to fill all these vacancies.
Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat. But, you know, we say that, but you don't know, right? Like, we don't know who they're.
Yeah, I mean, we'll know in due time. It's just like right now on the surface when you look at it. It just, there just doesn't appear to be a lot of, you know, a lot of guys that everyone's jumping at or competing for. You know, there isn't like a Josh McDaniels that everyone's fighting over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems kind of scattered.
You know, Hugh Jackson seemed like a great candidate, right? We all loved him, and look what he was. So you never know. We're all making guesses on who's going to be the best coach for the Browns. John Dorsey's got to make an educated guess, right, Darryl? And you hope that his educated guess is better than the rest of us.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, Dorsey's had plenty of time to think about this, not only with these last 8 weeks, but prior to even coming to the Browns, he's had an opportunity to put lists together. Because I think when he took this job with the Browns, he had an idea he was going to be able to hire a head coach here. So, you know, he had plenty of time to work on his short as well as long lists. And, well, we're slowly but surely finding out who might be on those short and long lists.
Yeah, no doubt. Darryl is with us here via the Comrex. I'm just so sick of talking about this coaching search, Darryl. It's like it's taking forever. You know, it's a new name every. That was a great laugh, by the way. We just got to cut that one, Keith. But it's taken forever. It seems like it's there's no end in sight. I think we asked you last time, would this thing be done by January 21st or 22nd when the Senior Bowl hits? You think it's still going to drag out? And if it does drag out, is that a negative for the Browns?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my top three are Dan Campbell, Freddie Kitchens, and Eberflus. I think that those are the three guys, ultimately, the Browns are going to pick between. And I wrote this afternoon on the website. You know, Caldwell, you can sell him because he helped turn the Detroit Lions around when they were basically the Cleveland Browns of what we'd watched the previous 3 years. Had a Super Bowl appearance. He's made four playoff appearances in his seven seasons as a head coach, but he's also been eliminated in three of those four playoff appearances during wild card weekend. Kevin Stefanski, rather, he strikes me as a guy that more suitable for a coordinator job than the head coaching job. I don't think that Flores would be a good fit here, and I'm just not a fan of the Belichick tree. And then Greg Williams, nothing has changed my opinion about the odds of him actually getting this job being long. So I think it comes down to those three: Campbell's, Kitchens, and Eberflus.
Campbell, Kitchens, and Eberflus.
Yep.
I think it's coming down to those three.
That's my pick right now, yeah.
Okay, why? Because you think Campbell and Eberflus would keep Kitchens as OC?
Yeah, I think that would be a big part of it. Eberflus, look what he did down in Indianapolis in just one short year with that defense, going from 30th into the, you know, top 11 or 10.
Darryl, to be fair, we all do this. Like, just because their defense is really good doesn't mean he's going to be a good head coach.
Well, I understand that, but that's why you keep Freddie Kitchens here, so that you have someone that's established with and able to, you know, to run the offense. So, which is the situation you had with Greg Williams and Freddie Kitchens. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I think that will be that. Now, I can tell you right now, the Browns just came across to me. The Browns have interviewed Freddie Kitchens.
It's official.
For the head coaching job. That took place today. So that's just coming in right now.
All right, just now. So that's the seventh head coaching interview. Greg Williams, Jim Caldwell, Kevin Stefanski, Dan Campbell, Brian Flores, Matt Eberflus, and now Freddie Kitchens. It seems like they've interviewed one person. Yeah, there's one day they didn't interview anybody. No, I think it's been one guy every day, 7 days in a row.
Yes.
As far as we know, is anybody else definitely interviewing? It looks like Mike McCarthy may be pushed out at this point.
Yeah, it's based on the report from ESPN. It doesn't look like they're really in a hurry to talk to Mike McCarthy. So
there was talk about Sirianni, the Colts OC, but they can't interview him now. What about Mike Munchak? He was mentioned.
Yeah, I maybe these are the seven guys. You know, maybe they're done with the initial interview, and now we move on to round two of this. But the fact that McCarthy, it doesn't look like they're really in a big hurry to talk to him. And you know what? Maybe there's a mystery candidate in here that we haven't even talked about yet.
That hasn't been on
anybody's radar. And you mentioned Matt Campbell Bull, you know, or another college coach, which typically you want to keep those interviews as confidential as possible from the college standpoint because you don't want it to affect your recruiting, A, if you don't get the job, or B, you turn down the job. So
right.
It wouldn't shock me if there isn't a candidate or two that we don't know about yet.
You know, just to throw it out there, because we're going to all be watching this game in a couple hours, Clemson, Alabama, would you even consider Dabo Swinney or Nick Saban, even giving him a call?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely, I give him a call. I give both of them a call. I think Nick Saban's gonna retire in Alabama. He's a legend down there. And if my memory serves me correctly, Dustin, he wasn't very successful as an NFL head coach. He's
2 years.
Been great.
He was 2 years, 8-8.
He was all right. He was all right.
It was better than people want to say. I mean, the team was 3-13. He took me 8-8 the next year.
And remember, Saban was here in Cleveland under Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Back in the mid-90s there, before the team got moved to Baltimore. A lot of people forget that. It was an incredible staff that Belichick had assembled here. So I would, Dustin, I think they should make the call. Absolutely make the call. See if there's interest there. If not, you know, you move on, but it doesn't hurt to ask.
All right, Daryl. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Daryl.
Right, enjoy the game tonight,
Daryl,
guys.
Before you go, make a prediction on this football game.
Oh, there
tonight.
You go.
Oh, I think it'll be over at halftime. I think Alabama's going to roll it here.
I think Clemson is. Thanks, Daryl, for the comments. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Daryl. You think there's less buzz, though, for this
You're
game?
Fading, Daryl?
Both things it should be on a Thursday night. What do you think?
Yeah, there is. I'll be – and I've been so wrapped up in the coaching search, I didn't realize until someone tweeted today that the game was tonight. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'm going to watch that tonight. But – I didn't have it circled on my calendar. It's Alabama, Clemson. I think it's Alabama and everybody else in college football right now. So I think that the Crimson Tide and Nick Saban, they're going to roll, and it'll be just another national title ho-hum for the fans in Alabama. But I'm curious to see how close Dabo Swinney and the Tigers can keep this thing and for how long.
All right, Daryl. We'll talk to you again soon, buddy.
You got it, guys. Enjoy the game tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.